Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Eric Demota. Eric Demota is an entrepreneur and technical leader having dedicated 20 years to the software industry. Throughout his professional life, Eric gathered solid experience in software design and development processes, bringing comprehensive solutions to tech companies in different verticals such as fintech, health tech, e-commerce, and infrastructure. With Cartesi, Eric works passionately to unite academic research, innovative software design, and real-world challenges, building systems that aim at turning decentralization mainstream. Good afternoon, Eric. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brian. I'm excited to be here.
That's amazing. It's funny that we're 12 hours apart. You're in Taiwan, originally from Brazil. And for us to be on a podcast like this all the way around the world is just simply amazing. I do podcasts globally all the time, but this is probably the furthest podcast I've had. So again, welcome to the show. Eric, your career is well-traveled in tech and software development, and now you're the founder and CEO of Cartesi. Could you share with us the secret to your success?
Yeah, Brian. So throughout my life, one thing that I recognize as being an important factor of, let's say, success in what I do is passion. It's not always that I find passion. Sometimes it was hard to find what I was passionate about. But a few times that I really managed to align myself with what I'm passionate about, things were completely different. And that's how things happened for me with Cartesi. Eventually, I found myself really enjoying and being excited about the whole idea of blockchain and having some friends that I respect deeply that are doing an amazing job in academia. And we all decided together to create this endeavor. So I do my work totally out of passion, and that allows me to work really full time. Sometimes I work the entire day from the time I wake up throughout the time I go to bed. Sometimes I even sleep about my job, but it doesn't feel like a job. I think when we are passionate about something, it's just like life itself expressing itself, right? So that's what I feel is an essential ingredient of what brought me here.
That's amazing. And I totally agree with you, Eric. Having that growth, that passion that drives growth, drives fulfillment. I appreciate you sharing that. Eric, let's talk about your company, Cartesi, and the use case you're bringing to the area of blockchain and Linux. Can you share what is unique about your platform?
When you think of blockchains as this emerging tech that allowed Bitcoin to exist, and then as Ethereum working as a platform for applications that are decentralized, you can see blockchains as a computer platform, a platform where you deploy applications, smart contracts, things that are going to run in a decentralized fashion. The problem is that these blockchain platforms, when you compare them with traditional computing, traditional servers and platforms that people use to deploy applications, let's say your smartphone or your desktop and so on and so forth, blockchains, they are very bad computers. You have a small amount of memory available to you. The amount of processing that you can do is very, very limited, very tight. You have high latencies. Things take a long time to happen. And they are also expensive. So if you look at blockchains as a computer, they are very bad computers in the way they are now. To make things even worse, programming for blockchain is really hard because people don't have the tools, operating systems like Linux and so on and so forth, to develop and express themselves. So what we're doing at Cartesi is trying to make this computer much, much better and much, much closer to what we already experience in mainstream, right? So by giving a real Linux OS for people to develop blockchain applications, we allow mainstream developers to express themselves much better to make powerful applications. And we are also tackling the problem of scalability. So we are making this computer, this blockchain computer, much faster, without compromising on the security guarantees that it gives to people. Basically, that's our vision. We want to make blockchain programming as close as possible to their, let's say, centralized counterparts. So that's what we're doing here.
That's simply amazing. I'd love to hear more about blockchain and its development. I've not had that many guests on this particular show regarding blockchain. So this was actually a very timely and exciting topic for me to cover for myself and for my audience. So thank you. Eric, due to the global pandemic, COVID-19, have you discovered or implemented new ideas to address the challenges and needs of business demands under this new normal?
To be honest, Brian, the pandemic changed very little the way we do business and the way we operate inside our company. Of course, it had a high impact on my life, in the life of my close friends and family. But the way that we do business and operate in Cartesi has been remote from day one. We have a remote team. We always worked remotely, also trying to overcome the challenges of time zone because half of the team is in Taiwan, the other half is in Brazil. We have 11 hours difference. So we started from day one overcoming these challenges related to distance. And we always use digital platforms to do our meetings, to collaborate on documents, to collaborate on code. We are very familiar with these digital technologies. And I think the whole blockchain space and crypto space also was not highly affected by the pandemic itself directly. So in our case, for the business that we do, I didn't see too much change.
Understood. And I think a lot of people have a similar sentiment around their business. Obviously, some business and financial markets have been impacted negatively, but for the most part, a lot of people, I think, really have just stayed ahead of the curve, whether they were innovating beforehand or during this particular time, they've done a pretty good job of staying ahead of and not being impacted. So I appreciate you sharing that, Eric. Eric, last question. This is the big one that our audience really wants to know a little bit about you. Can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in software development or even entrepreneurship?
Sure. In my case, I was also a sort of explorer, and I started to travel the world doing my software development jobs remotely. I think that happened even before digital nomad became a term. I was always passionate about the idea of working remotely and exploring other countries. And that led me to live for some time in Europe, to live for some time in Thailand, in Southeast Asia. And in the end, I was here in Taiwan. Allowing myself to explore and to try businesses and opportunities in different places with different people gave me a lot of information about how to do business, about what I want in life. And that eventually led to me founding Cartesi. So for me, I would say that this experience of allowing myself to take risks and to try different things was absolutely essential for me to finding the best path that aligns myself with my highest interests. I think that's what I would share here is the most essential thing.
I appreciate you sharing that, Eric. That's awesome. And like I said, we talked earlier on the show about you really just traveling the world and settling in Taiwan is just simply amazing. So thank you for sharing again. I know our audience would appreciate that. Eric, thank you again. It was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Sure. Thank you, Brian. It was a pleasure talking to you. Hope we can talk again soon.
Bye for now.